Ben Franklin Transit drivers and mechanics are worried about the people they drive and their families. Caleb Suttle is the non-voting member of the BFT board and a coach operator. Suttle explains that the proposed cuts would mean a loss of 60 or 70 jobs. Earlier this month, Suttle told the board that some routes need bigger buses and are always filled. Three-quarters of the routes are busy all day long, and Suttle also said,
there's certain parts of the day that, yes, there's hardly anybody riding out in East Pasco. And unfortunately, I think that's the one commissioner is seeing that bus. Majority of our routes are filled.
Suttle said riders are tracked by coach operators through a ranger system. A true measure of ridership is available for the commissioners and is publicly accessible. Suttle welcomes the commissioners to come ride the bus.
I wish people that make decisions on our board, I wish they would actually ride the bus at least once and know exactly what it's like to carry 10 bags of groceries or have to make it to a doctor's appointment on time when it's snowing. You know, these are some of the decisions that they take for granted because they can drive their car.
Wayne Welly is a mechanic level two. The commissioners often cite a large reserve that the transit is holding. Welly explained they need to have a reserve to replace the aging coaches, as well as train mechanics on working on newer vehicles. They will need to build the infrastructure for alternative fuel vehicles soon. They need the reserves to qualify for federal grants to modernize the fleet.
We still have to match a certain percentage of that, of those grants and of that funding, in order to purchase that coach. So that's why we have those high reserves, because it's a one-shot thing. If, you know, they're going to match, you know, 40%, we have to have that other 60% right now.
Welly said the Tri-Cities is growing at a rapid rate, with large commercial businesses opening in the next 2 years. Welly and Suttle both expressed concern that the BFT board is not looking to the future with talks of cuts and not using the expertise of transit employees. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.